the poor science behind the water bug. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Flint's water is still not safe to drink without a filter. A lot of people have been asking whether the water is safe for bathing. Federal and state agencies say it is. But people are worried about rashes they've been getting, even after Flint switched back to Detroit water last October. Federal experts are looking into that. In the meantime, a group called Water Defense came to Flint. It's a nonprofit launched by actor Mark Ruffalo. Here's the group's chief technology officer and investigator, Scott Smith, in a YouTube video he says was shot in Flint this January.
This is the Water Defense water bug we are going to use to mimic the way we all encounter water.
He pulls a green foam thing with tentacles out of a jar, places it in the hotel bathtub, and lets it soak. The group also took grab samples at the same time. That means filling up a test bottle with water from the tap. In February, Water Defense announced they found dangerous levels of chemicals in bathtubs and showers in Flint. They focused mainly on disinfection byproducts, compounds that form in water when you add chlorine to it. People got worried about that. And Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards says his team took those concerns seriously.
And we launched at Virginia Tech in collaboration with a partner at University of Massachusetts an unprecedented third-party evaluation of disinfection byproducts in Flint, both hot and cold water.
The researchers announced their findings at a press conference last week. Here's Professor Dave Reckow from the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He's an expert on disinfection byproducts in water.
And our conclusions are none of the regulated DBPs exceed federal standards, and in fact, they're not really all that high on a national basis.
He says they're also studying about 60 other unregulated disinfection byproducts in Flint water, and he says they'll have those results soon. Reckow says the grab sample method Water Defense is using is fine, but he says the foam water bug has not been vetted at all.
And so in order to do due diligence as a scientist, you really need to have a control. And the reason why is that if you don't, you don't know where the contaminants you might be picking up came from. And so with the water bug, it may be picking up some contaminants from the water, but it may as well be picking up other contaminants from the air.
Scott Smith admits they did not use controls in the homes and hotels they sampled. So he says it's possible water bug could be picking up chemicals from indoor air.
Obviously, this is a lot of variables that may be possible. We haven't seen that at this point.
Smith argues the water bug technology is the only thing that can mimic longer-term exposure to water.
So instead of taking my hand or arm or your arm and putting it in a bathtub or a shower for 20 minutes and cutting away a piece of skin, we are trying to develop a new method using certain EPA protocols for testing to mimic the way humans encounter shower and bath water.
But both Mark Edwards and Dave Reckow say that's just completely false.
There's no substitute for the standard methods that are used that have been vetted by scientists for years and years, and that is to take grab samples of the water sealed and ship them to a laboratory.
Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards says he understands that people in Flint are wary of their water.
So obviously, if you are experiencing rashes or breathing difficulties, we do not discount those at all. But if you have not been having problems, there's no reason to think that Flint water is currently less safe than any other city in the United States when it comes to bathing or showering.
He says Flint is now the best monitored water system in the country. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.